USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Delta is back in the Gulf of Mexico and re-strengthening after hitting the coast of Mexico yesterday. The National Hurricane Center says the storm has strengthened back into a Category 2 hurricane and is expected to bring life-threatening storm surge to portions of the northern Gulf Coast when it makes landfall on Friday. Hurricane warnings are in effect for Louisiana and parts of Texas, with Delta expected to make landfall by Friday afternoon. The second presidential debate is in jeopardy after the Commission on Presidential Debates announced the October 15th debate will be done virtually. President Trump told Fox News that he's not interested in debating from behind a computer.
I'm not going to waste my time in a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
Trump also accused debate organizers of making the move to a virtual debate as a way to protect Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Steve Scully of C-SPAN is still scheduled to moderate next Thursday's debate from Miami. This is USA Radio News.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get two MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
New figures from the Department of Labor shows a slight drop in unemployment claims last week. About 840,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims, down about 9,000 from the previous week. The report said the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also fell to around 11 million. Officials say that while new claims appear to have leveled off since August, a still historically high pattern is very concerning. Both presidential campaigns are claiming a clear victory after last night's vice presidential debate. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi helped prepare Vice President Pence for the debate and tells Fox News that the vice president was more than up to the challenge of the debate stage.
He didn't need to read a policy book, and that was so clear last night. You know, Kamala could not answer the question on foreign policy. She talked about Joe Biden and unity, and the vice president just nailed it because he's lived this, he's been with the American people, and by President Trump's side for 3.5 years.
Bondi says she believes the vice president's message on unity was last night's strongest takeaway. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The popularity of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is on the rise ahead of her nomination hearings. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Support for Judge Amy Coney Barrett spiked over the last 2 weeks, with nearly half of voters now supporting her confirmation to the Supreme Court as Democrats prepare to oppose her confirmation. A new Morning Consult political poll shows 46% of voters say the Senate should confirm Barrett. Meanwhile, the number of voters who say the Senate should reject Barrett's nomination dropped 3 points to 31%. Republican Senator Ron Johnson tested positive for COVID-19, although he insists he'll be there to vote for Judge Barrett, even if it means putting on a moon suit.
She's a wonderful person, a wonderful woman, mom, and a great judge. She needs to be confirmed and confirmed expeditiously. The good news is I'm probably one of those lucky 40% that are asymptomatic. Hope to stay that way.
Another NFL game is in jeopardy this weekend as the Tennessee Titans continue to struggle with the league's largest coronavirus outbreak. Another Titans player tested positive Thursday morning, bringing the number of infections within the organization to 23 since the end of September. Reports have the NFL exploring options should Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills need to be moved. Tennessee hasn't played since September 28th, already having one game rescheduled to later in the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.